And we're back. Alternative Radio. Happy New Year, guys.
My Happy name New is
Max, as you already know, and I'm here with
Manny with an IE.
Yes, sir.
IE. We're starting this year late, you know. We're starting this year late, you know. At some point, it feels so stressful to host the podcast that I don't understand how you do a podcast and you have like 3 or 4 podcasts that you're doing. I don't understand how you're doing it.
Yo, bro, we gotta keep active.
Bro, because this thing is fucking tiring. I'm not going for life.
It's not easy, man.
Bro, sometimes
it's my outlet. So I need to release energy, isn't it?
Even though, today I was about to go out. I'm just like, when you say I should wait, that we should just make sure we do this one. I was like, bro, I appreciate you.
It's not easy, you know. I don't think people understand different time zones. It's not easy, man.
It's not easy. Different time zones. It's not easy. Let's get to the game, you know. Yeah. Let's get to the game. We're starting off with Lil J, Lolo Baby. What do you think about Lil J before we go to his EP?
Apart from his chipped tooth, which I think is very iconic. He should not change that his teeth. When he gets enough bills, he shouldn't change. It's very iconic. Mm. I think Lil J knows what he's doing. He's one of those artists that insabi, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Insabi, he knows what he's doing. He knows his style, he knows his taste, and he's going for that. So yeah.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
I think I would like to put Lil J and Adekunle Gold in the same category.
Okay, that time of what does Adekunle Gold call his own? Is it not Afrofusion? There's a genre he calls himself.
It's not even the genre, it's just the route they're taking. Lil J is that guy that people don't understand, you will never get tired of, because it makes beautiful music at the end of the day. It might not blow,
but it's good music, good sounds.
Mm. Good sounds, definitely. That's why I said we Adekunle Gold. Like, Adekunle Gold just dropped a new song with Noviski. And did, like, I tweeted, this is the first time I'm going to like an Adekunle Gold song.
Damn. At
first listen.
Oh, okay.
Like, I heard it and I was like, nah, this is a banger. And I put it on repeat all throughout today. Fucking repeat. That's a hit. That's the same thing with this Lil J guy. So like, Lil J dropped an EP. He called it Gangsta Romantic. It's EP. Beautiful EP, by the way. Except from that, I like every song there, except from that song called Canada. I don't know what they were trying to do there.
Oh, Canada. Oh, with them DJ
Maforisa, them. I really don't know what they were trying to do on that song, but it was not hitting. What they were trying to do, they not hit. I think my favorite song, I like Leda, because Leda came out as a single. Then Mototo also came out as a single. Then Over should be my favorite track on that song. What do you think about the EP?
I think it came at a good time. Personally, I don't know what he wanted to do with the EP, because he had dropped an EP that brought him into the actual industry. I think the one that Saz produced for him.
Okay,
I was expecting an album, but I think he's taking this route of maybe 2-3 EPs, then an album. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't expecting it, but I'm not going to complain, man. Moto is a jam, I must say. I'm still looking for that second song on the album that I'll be like, yeah, you understand? Mm. 7 songs, so he didn't really give us much. He didn't give us much to choose from, but yeah,
right.
He didn't for that second one. But yeah, he did his thing. I think it was Cora. Never heard of that recording before. Cora Tori Recordings.
It was Cora Tori Recordings.
I think that's the probably the distributor. That's what's at the bottom of. The thing of his actual EP, but yeah, Gangsta Romantic.
That was a nice shout out to Lil J, and let's move on. Mr. Electricity himself dropped a good EP, also called it Feels Good. What do you think about that EP? 8 tracks, also. What do you think?
Damn. Okay, put finesse on it. Put electricity on it. Gobe is a good song. I think you put Gobe on it. Right? Or am I looking at the wrong thing?
You did. Which? No.
Okay, this one that's like a playlist, right? This one's like 20. What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Feels Good EP. Really?
Feels Good EP that's a playlist. Oh, don't worry. No, I was looking at the wrong thing. My bad. I was so confused. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Yes. So, minus finesse and electricity, obviously. And probably Stand By You.
Bolin's a dope ass song, though.
No, I'm minusing all the singles. I think he has like 4 singles in there now.
Yeah, Bolin so came out.
Yeah, Bolin, Stand By You, Feels Like Summer, Electricity, and Finesse. So I want to judge him on the last three. Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar was an okay jam. Not too bad. Not too shabby at all.
Not too bad. He did his thing, but I think it's going to sound controversial. Let him drop an album, and I think you should wrap it up with this artist. He's done it. We know he's good. Just go back to producing heavy.
So you think he's not as good as an artist than he is as a producer?
I don't think so. I don't think he's on... I'm judging it by Young John, isn't it?
It's not Young... Definitely not Young John.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So, man, I think he's a better producer. He's a better producer, definitely the better producer. But I admire him for doing his thing. It's not easy to step, as he would, I call it, behind the sound deck and come and sing. So he showed that he can rub shoulders with people in the industry.
Well, yeah. Definitely. Facts. I agree. I think it's an okay EP. I wouldn't say over 10. I'll give it a 5 or 6 over 10, to be honest. It's an EP that would play and people would not be like, hey, take this off. People just let it play and
talk. vibe with it and talk
and go do something different on something. It's not like the EP that everybody be like, wait, what the fuck? I mean, there are some couple of songs that I know, because one thing I always do is like, I always like to like play some songs for people at randoms. And like,
but what do you think of this?
Yeah, what do you think of this? Just to see people's reactions, so I can like, you know. So I can like add it up and see, okay, this is how people feel about the project or some kind of thing like that. You know, I played Ballin for my guy. Yeah. And my guy is that crazy. He's always anti everything, every other thing. But when I played that Ballin for him, he checked who. He didn't want to say, oh, this shit is great.
Man, it's good. Shazam.
He just, who is this? Yeah, that's not that kind of shit. Shout out to Fields though. Well, no, at least again, we have the top boy, DJ Spino.
Yes.
As usual, he packed everybody. He thinks it's DJ Khaled though. But
bro, that's what he does. That's what he does.
He dropped an album actually called Top Boy.
Yeah.
And it has 15 songs on it, and it's filled with a lot of features, obviously, because he can't sing himself. You see the likes of, let me just go out real quick with the people that are on this. We have Azanti, Means, Nini Ola as usual, Adekunle Gold, Buju Benson, Steph London, Ricardo Banks, Fino, and a South African guy called Tosh, TSB, Tewa, bad man, Tamara, Ashake, obviously, Palazzo, he has to be there. Amore, Blackie from South Africa, obviously. If you guys don't know who Blackie is, a dope ass guy. Ladipo, Amaka.
He packed a lot of people. Summer Walker.
Is Summer Walker there?
Yeah, on the power track.
Oh, really?
Remember who you are.
The Amaka in this song, it's not that old Amaka lady. That I don't mean old, literally. But I mean like the Amaka from that time, the light skin, mixed race lady.
Oh, am I tripping? With Ineka.
Oh yeah, mixing up.
Nah, Ineka, you didn't mix them up.
Listen, I'm with Ineka, my bad. My bad. I was shocked. I was like, what the? Then, dope ass song by Olamide and Kimwell. You know, yeah. My boy again loves this Bunda song. He was trying to go like, Benny, man, have you heard this Bunda song? Yeah, you heard this song on Jesus Christ. I was like, Bunda.
You know what's funny? And Spinoff was talking about how he always wanted to work for Olamide.
Yeah, I watched
first
that.
First time he went to Olamide. Olamide was like, first work with Fireboy. He worked with Fireboy, banger. He said, Olamide, yeah, maybe we work with Seria. He gave him banger. So I think this time Olamide was like, okay, bro.
I'm gonna give you a dope ass verse, bro.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give you a fucking for it. But do you know who Kimwell sounds like? Because that was the same question I asked my guy. Guess who Kimwell sounds like? Flash.
It's Flash that was on SDC.
Uh huh. Flash of get up, hey, she's a member.
Wow.
Deep it.
I see it. I see where you're going with it.
Deep it.
I see where you're going with that. Yeah. That makes sense. Most of the new gen, they got similar sounds, I must say.
I mean, definitely they do. Most definitely.
They grew up on the same vibes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even know, I don't know what's up with Flash though. Like, what's up with Flash, bro?
You expecting a project from him after that verse?
Bro, most definitely. Flash has one of the best voices that you can, one of the most different voices.
I mean, it ain't easy.
It's not easy. But I don't know how true it is, but I heard it's like a sickle cell. I don't know how true that is. Yeah, well, that's what I heard.
More power to him then.
And before we deep on our regular topics, because we're going to talk about some other thing. By the way, we actually had an episode that we never dropped because we couldn't complete it. I like the name, actually, Archives. I think we're going to name this one something Archives. I'll look for this. Yeah. I name it something Archives. We talked about Ajebore's album.
Yep. Ajebore 22. That was the album of my holiday, man.
Facts. We spoke about Ajebore's album in the last episode that we're going to release, and I feel we should talk about it again because I think this is one of the dopest albums that I've dropped.
It grew on you, Avi. It grew on you.
I mean, I never said I didn't like it the last
time. No, I mean, like, you, not that you didn't like it, but it's now more like, damn, this guy did something.
No, I don't feel like from day one, I've always thought he was a good album, but it's not like an album that is going to, it's not going to mesmerize me, or like, I don't feel it's an album that is, oh my days, this is a cool, smooth, rich flex.
I think it's a good transition album.
Like, what do you mean transition?
Like, in terms of from his first album, which was what was the name of his first album?
Isn't that Jabota 22?
Nah. Anytime soon.
Anytime soon
was like, yeah, man's gonna blow for anytime from now. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Second album was What Happens in Lagos. You understand? Mm-hmm. So yes. That one too, the features on that one were like, okay, I had files, I was like, okay, stepping up. And then that was 2017, and now it's just like soundtrack to the good.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying.
We can definitely see some growth in the three albums.
You can
definitely see some growth. Like, now you're telling me, guy, I'm chilled and I'm on some different.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm on that flex now, man.
Yeah, I feel you. It's a dope-ass album. It is 15 tracks also. You know, great features from Maja Boss, Laz, Ladi Paul, Kida Kudz, Kitty and Joe B. Toby Shang is in there. Melissa and Notes are also in there.
Notes, man. That's one of Notes' best verses, man.
Said it and I believe it. After you said it. Even though there's a vibe to that, his verse, where he said trash.
Yeah. God, that's quite on it. He said nonsense, but then, like, you'll be feeling it. Yeah,
you'll be feeling it.
Like, yeah, they'd be like, but keep the boy so
far. Nigga was like, you know, Nino, Jama.
Yeah, no, I'm no, thinking, no, yo, no, that flow is cold, but bro, you're not saying nothing.
You're not saying nothing.
But... Ala. I was like, yo.
What are you saying?
But the flow
bro?
Was cold. And then everything.
Shout out to him though. Shout out to him. That was a good thing to do for the culture, you know.
Yeah.
Bush as a normal person, as a Bedu guy. And let's move on. Tames won Grammy.
Yep. Or a song. With Future and Drake, right?
Right.
The name of the song has been blank from my mind. I can't remember the name of the song.
Wait for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
What do you think? What do you think? Shout out to Tames. Big
shout
Tames.
Out to Tames, man. It's not easy. It's not easy. Shout out to Tames. Did what she needed to do.
It did.
Basically solidifying herself in the industry.
Right.
And it's not just all hype. There's substance to it. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm happy for her. I'm happy for her. Because it's not easy. From SDC Records.
Mm-hmm.
From Palm Wine Express. Bro. I don't want to say those are the trenches. But from there to Grammy Award winning. And shout out to Tech as well, man.
But bro, I made a tweet. I said Tech is having the time of his life with
bro. You see Tech and Jay-Z. You see the way Tech they think of bars, man. I saw the tweets. They were like,
I'm telling you.
That time I met Hov. You know that vibe.
You know, but it'll be like time I met Hov. Boys never thought it was going to come true.
Oh no.
Mama just did smile.
He does for smile us. Like damn.
He was just smiling, bro. I love it. I love it for sure. Them camp. I love it because apparently Tech is the head of A&R for is this Sony Nigeria? No, sorry, Sony Africa.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He became the head of H&R for either Sony Africa or for what's the other big record label?
Couldn't tell you. Universal,
one of those two. He became the head of NRR for them. Either one of those two, you know. And congratulations to them, because I feel, you know, at first I was like, you know what, Tech being the A&R, head of A&R, I was like, oh, well, he has to do with like influence and this, obviously, yes. But then again, you need to understand that, like, if you look at their all their projects that they've done and the people they featured, they give us a lot of new artists, just not even a lot of new artists, they give us a lot of artists that are really unheard of. And if obviously, I think it will have a lot of things to do with Tech, you know, bringing those artists up. And if you could put all those people on his project, I don't see why he can't be the head of A&R, because he knows what good music is, knows what good
facts,
voice is.
Facts.
And these guys have been in the game since like 2004, 2005, and they are finally getting heard.
They've been grinding, yeah.
Shout out to them. Shout out to them, big guys. Big shout out to Tames also. What do you think about Tames's dress on at the Oscars?
Damn. I saw so many think pieces on it. They're like... That's how you block the enemies away from your glory. So many different things. I mean, shout out to the person that made the dress, because now people are going to be looking like, yo, we need her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she made a statement with that. So, yeah, man. It was a bit too much, man.
For Oscars, you get me. That's what I'm saying. For Oscars, I think that was a bit too much.
Especially if you're not an actress or actor. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think there's one more... I don't know if it's an award. I don't know what they fucking do in that shit. That all the celebrities go for, that all of them dress weirdly. She should have done that there. Because, I don't know. I don't really know. But shout out to Tames. It's our time, you know. It's our time.
That's justice.
It's our time. Moving on. And the man of the hour that we didn't like pre-discuss, but I just found out that he dropped an album this month. Rexy. Our big King B. Rexy. Rexy dropped an album, 12 songs included. It calls this Big Time. You know, Rex is a big man now, so he has a lot of artists. I know you've not heard Yeah, I know you've not heard the album because I'm just even stating it out for you right now.
Nah, I didn't know Rexy dropped an album. Fuck me.
I mean, but there are some songs that have been out last singles. I see No More Condition featuring Zinoleski.
Yeah, Call My Phone.
Of course. Again, with Backroad G is in there.
Backroad G, he's really been linking up with some Nigerian artists, not just like mainstream Nigeria. Like, this guy is really in Nigeria, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I feel you.
Man, scoop to the boot, and I gotta go.
Bakro G is in there, Zlatan, and NSG,
NSG, Naira Marley,
Swiley X, of course, Naira
Marley, Beritiga,
Beritiga, Alpha P and Ozanti are in there. Means and Run Town again on the same track again.
That Cody, Tenny,
Loj, Asiko. I think I heard Asiko with Loj. I didn't really like it. It's all right. It's okay. Shout out to Rexy. You know, I mean, can be Rexy. Moving on. Amare also dropped. She's about to drop.
We're doing a lot of promo for that.
Yeah, she's gonna call this Fountain Baby. What do you think of Amari's music? Because I have a take about Amari's music. What do you think about Amari's music, first of all?
It's a good vibe. I feel her sound is getting a bit continuous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to see what she does with this. I'm looking forward to it, but I want to see what exactly she does with this.
Right.
So I don't know what to expect. I do not know what to expect. I'm looking at, what was her last single?
She has a last single. That's what I was going to talk about. That's Fine Wine. And that song is a dope-ass song. But she was featured on the song, actually.
Killy Chief, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, this is my take with Amari. She has done this twice. And you can like tell. I will give her big ups and I'll also drop her down. I'll give her big ups because you can tell she's an early 2000s, a little bit 90s, late like 90s baby. You can tell she listened to a lot of Ashanti, Biggie, Ja Rule, them. I'll give her that one as a big ups. Now, this is my take. I'm a big Amari fan, definitely. But, you know, once, like, things are a little bit sketchy, I always say something.
Yeah.
Amari in Sparky with Santi copied a woeful verse.
Facts.
From Ashanti's song.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In this Fine Wine, our verse was Santi's verse in Sparky.
Oh, wow.
Do you understand what I'm saying? In Sparky, she copied Ashanti. In this song, the verse Santi dropped in Sparky is what she sang in this song. It's in this single. So it's giving me, what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
What's going on, indeed?
She might just be vibing. Definitely, I won't give her that. But then again, it's like, bro, we savvy, you know.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. But aside from that, Amari is a dope-ass artist. I love her voice, you know. Her voice is sweet. And I'm pretty sure the album she's about to drop, the Fountain Baby album she's about to drop, is going to be dope as fuck also. Because she's having some people. She's having some couple of nice folks that I think will be on that. She has to put Molly and what's the other girl? Molly and is it Miranda or
oh Lord, they all sound similar in the way as well.
Yeah, they sound similar. Molly and what's the other girl's name though?
Was she on the album?
I think so. Molly, they are the two Ghanaian girls. Molly and Melissa. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they will be on that album, definitely.
Facts.
Most definitely. How do you feel I was telling you earlier on about Sean Tizzo? They are trying to bring Sean Tizzo back.
Bro, did you miss him?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. As in, when he went on the ground, I was still listening to his music. Most definitely.
I feel the industry right now ain't a joke. So if he's trying to come back, he needs to come back hard. Like, it's not like the time when he left.
Right.
It's not like the time when we was popular when we were in secondary school. You know what I'm saying? Like, now you need to come with substance, bro. And if you're ready for that, why not? Why not? Start off with like a feature, though. Who wants to bring him back?
Cute Abiola D.
Yeah, that in itself, like the person way they bring you back says, man. The person way they bring you back says, man. I don't co-sign that, but come back. Let's see what going. Let's see what.
But you know something about Sean Tizzle is I have a special space for.
I know
Sean.
You do.
I'm even gonna lie. I swear, cause I feel Sean Tizzle is one of the best lyrical artist in lyrical plus vibe artist in
that's
Nigeria.
A massive statement to make, girl.
I will say that because like I want people to go to like his discography and like y'all be wild that like I mean his songs didn't blow up obviously but this guy is dropping good ass songs. Himself and Inyanya, I'll put those two in a special space, special nice. Book
are those 2 years. Yep.
Special box in Nigerian music, bro. They give you something. I always say this. I always tell people, go listen to Yaya's signature EP, the one he dropped when he quickly joined Maven. Dopass EP, lovely, beautiful EP, you know. And Shantisa also has dropped dopass singles. At least I know like about 5 songs that he has dropped, and I'm pretty sure they didn't blow up. And it's like, and they are like dope as fuck. And I want people to like just randomly. When you're less busy, you're cleaning your house, just randomly play Sean Tizzle's discography. You're going to enjoy his music, I promise. So him coming back. I mean, yeah, Sean Tizzle, I think he's a good artist, though, to be honest. Well, let's move on also. Asake.
Yep.
My boy, Asake.
Quick performance. All white.
Back again.
No. Back again, bro.
Back again. We turned that year second running.
Yeah.
And this time around, after dropping Yoga, he appeared on Jimmy fucking Fallon's show, bro. Yeah, he performed right there. What do you think about that?
That's a lovely performance.
Lovely, very lovely.
Straight to the point. It's like he's been doing this for a long time.
That's what I say. We say
that performance is like a mature, experienced performance. Like, yeah, I've been doing this. It's light work.
Love the songs are selected, perfect to go. You don't need to know who this guy is for you to enjoy that performance. Don't need to know the song for you to enjoy that performance.
The way that organized, it's as if that was the first time I was hearing organized. Like,
bro, let me bust your head about that organized. I have a conspiracy theory about what happened with that organized. The guy that was playing the trumpet.
Yeah, the white guy, yeah.
That's the white guy that plays the...
Fireboy.
For Fireboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That guy, you know the beginning of Organized song has this trumpet note that goes...
Yeah, the guy didn't get it right.
He didn't get it right.
Yeah, he messed up there.
But the guy quickly recovered himself and did it as if he was playing. This is what we practiced. Yes,
yeah, this is what we did.
This is what we did. Yeah, that's what I said. That's why Asake turned back to him. Like,
I was looking at him for some time.
Like nigga, like, it's your bad dude.
Get the like, vibe. Get the
was,
vibe.
Then nigga was, then Asake was going to miss him and focus on him. I said, Ogba.
Don't fuck about, bro.
He was like, Ogba. Like, bro. Like, I caught that, like, because, man, I used to watch background shit. I caught that, because the guy couldn't blow that part. The white guy was like, what the fuck? He couldn't blow that beginning side. See, as I can't look around and say, bye-bye, he did okay. He did okay for that side.
He turned like, around and said, bro.
Like, you should understand. You understand. Lovely performance from them. Lovely performance. Shout out to Asake. Well, do you think Asake can give us a second run this year again?
Bro, might as well. Give it to us. Might as well. I'm not going to complain.
All right.
I'm not going to complain, man.
Because, to be honest, and I'm not trying to show no shade on shady vibes or nothing or any other person out there. This guy, before he dropped Yoga, he gave you guys space to like drop whatever.
Yeah, he basically said, yo, do you guys try?
nobody top notch that guy still. In terms of video, in terms of songs, I don't see anybody topping that guy. Who do you want to mention?
Rema dropped a few bangers though.
He did. Rema did. Well, this is bro.
I get what you're saying, but Rema's got his own spot as well.
Rema's spot is his spot, and I'm not going to argue that with Rema. We're not going to take that away from Rema, but
yeah,
I don't think the two songs Rema dropped were outstanding enough to be like, okay, this is. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it was like a consistent thing. Like, yeah, I'm still here. I'm still good.
Yeah, I'm still good. I'm still here. Like, what you guys saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's like, bro. I mean, no shit on Rema, but like, which adult do you want to be listening to? What adult wants to be listening to? First thing, I steal my guy laptop. You understand? Like,
yo, I mean, of all the lyrics, not that one.
No, but I'm saying like, Rema is for the youth, obviously. Boys, boy, you know, the youth boy and all of that. But I should think it's a different wavelength. If, for instance, if your parents want to listen to like a Nigerian artist, hip hop, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Anybody listening to Rema's? I mean, Rema's his fans, obviously.
Well, Rema's got international, man.
Obviously, from the Philippines,
she didn't sing Calm Down. I was like,
obviously, we can't stop that also. And by the way, and I'm not saying every, I was having this discussion yesterday, and I would say it again here. It's like, bro, we need to understand something. This is expected from every artist signed to a major label in abroad. If they are not hearing your song in the most bizarre country or in America or something, why are you signed to the record label? If that means they are not working. You understand what I'm saying? Jimmy Fallon is not, because Jimmy Fallon heard Asake's music somewhere or something. This is connection. Asake is signed to Empire.
Facts.
This is Empire's job. This is their job, to take your music abroad. That's what distribution deals are meant for. That's why you're signing the record label in the first place. Yeah, so it's like, it's more of the labels are doing their job, the A&Rs are doing their job, and these people are being heard. And shout out to every one of them, plus Rema, plus Akedia, you know, Ayra Starr also, definitely big
shout out to her. She's doing her thing.
She's doing her thing. Tames, everybody. And one thing I like about this generation of artists is everybody's just doing their own thing. That's what I'm saying. There's no beef. There's no fights. Everybody just right, because right. You just remember when them Davido and Wiz were dropping bangers like this, there was beef, everybody's fighting,
who's doing, can't record on this person's album.
Yeah, you understand?
What kind of subliminal was that? Who they tweet to? Come on, man.
Most definitely. Shout out to every Nigerian artist making the Nigerian scene proud. And I feel what is left is for the I don't want to dwell too much into this, but like, what is left is the politicians to also make Nigeria a place and a space for the African music itself, because everybody listens to Nigerian music, but they go to Ghana.
Fact.
Like, I'm pretty sure people want to know where this music is coming from, but they can't go to Nigeria because it's not safe. We're not having major concert like what's that concert people used to do in London there?
Afro Nation.
Imagine Afro Nation cannot host a show in Nigeria just because it's really not safe out there. You understand what I'm saying?
It's not safe in the streets.
Afro Nation's first location is meant to be Nigeria because 95% of the artists are
made. Osmade knows his country, man. He knows his country.
You understand what I'm saying? And it only makes right from a business perspective. It makes sense.
No sentiment.
I see Ghanaians. I see a little bit of Ghanaian people on Twitter sometimes shouting and saying, "Oh, where they all?" I get that y'all got a safe space right now. But the thing at the end is claiming that, oh, the artists are not blamed, they're listening to Nigerian music artists. But yeah, if you listen to Ghanaian music, I'm sorry to say, I mean, they have a couple of sweet guys out there though. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, listen to Ghanaian music. It's not it. It's like Nigerian music in one, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, we need to like, I feel we need to do better. Let's have a place. We have the sound, we need a place also. We need a home for the sounds also. And lastly, before we leave, Davido is coming back.
There's going to be something else before we leave.
Hmm?
Before, after Davido, we need to say some few things.
Okay.
So say Davido's on, and then go on.
I'm lost. I don't know. Oh, guy.
There's something we need to say after Davido. Yeah.
What's the thing we need to say after Davido?
Oh, we lost an icon.
Oh yeah, yeah, most definitely. That's true. That's fucking true. But okay, we'll get back to that. Yeah. Davido is coming back, and there is rumor that Davido is coming back with an album. What do you think?
I mean, not even a song, the whole album,
one fucking album, bro.
That's crazy, man.
The whole fucking album, bro. Do you think it's a waste of song again? Because that's what I feel.
Damn, I don't. Is it time for him to come back? Like.
I mean, it's time for him to come back, definitely, because if he doesn't come back anytime soon, these young boys will take his space, bro.
Well, I think come with a song first.
Come with a hit first, right?
Come with a hit, because he hasn't had a hit since Techno, yeah?
You're mad. Electricity is a hit now, I know you say.
Bro, no, you get what I'm saying. I need his song, like, he's the main artist on the song.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, but definitely, you know, it should come back. Whatever it does, I think people will support him, because I think a lot of people miss Davido a lot.
Yeah, they do. They're missing him. All his vibes, even his IG posts, his stories, they're missing him, man.
Most definitely. And we, obviously, you know, we give him, we'd love to see what he has to drop for us. Everybody, I'm pretty sure the whole Nigeria is going to listen to it and be like, you know what I predict? I predict that that the album is going to drop, and all these Davido fans will want to make it sound like this is the best album ever.
Hype on hype.
For like next 2 weeks.
Bro, they're going to shit on Weezy fans.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. The chart board is going to be like Davido 1 to 10. Then give it 2 weeks. Disappear from the planet Earth, bro. Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. And the last but not the least is the people that we missed, the people that recently died in South Africa.
Facts.
AKA died. Who died? Someone died before AKA. Yeah, no. That was
AKA died. I think he's like his PA died.
Oh really?
Yeah, and the crazy, is it Crazy Titch or
Costy Titch? I think
Costy.
The TikTok.
Costa Titch
died. Yeah. And today, Shay Vibe's mom also died. Also,
damn.
Yeah, his mom died today. There's been some sad things. Shout out! I don't want to say, do I say shout out to Shay?
Pray God comforts them, man.
Exactly.
That AK was like a film, bro.
They fucking killed that guy. And I don't I don't think anybody deserves to die that way. Like, bro.
He didn't even see who shot him.
That's some sad way to die, you know. And AK really did well during his time.
AK did well, man. For people to, almost everybody knows AK now.
Yeah, most definitely. If you don't know it, you remember 2014 to no 20 late 2013.
Yeah, late 2013.
Late 2013 to early 2016 when South African music was taking over. AK was the head. It was the Ed Front. You remember that Ice Prince, bro, AKA song?
Those times, you go on Trace, you go on Sound City. Now the SA guys, you go there see.
You'll
be thinking, bro, that's in Africa as well. Like, yeah. Africa was a vibe then.
Vibe, man. They led that hip-hop scene, and AKA was the front. aka Casper, you know.
Casper,
Gas, before they change their name to what they change their name to?
Liquid Deep is dead.
Liquid Deep is not dead. It's Double HP that died.
Double HP was with Tegas now.
Double HP was different. It was just that, but Double HP was a fat, dark skin.
He was
guy.
A big guy. Yeah, usually collab with those Teg. Oh my days.
Yeah. Tegas consisted of KO and Mahel and one more person. I know they were four. Then one person left.
Left. Then they were now three.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I forgot. Forgotten what they call themselves in that, what they changed their name to in that tier, guys. And I know they changed their name to something else. I know what they changed their name to tier, something else. Burna Boy used to roll with those guys at the time, too. Man. You know, Burna Boy was with them, Dallas, the Josie Boy.
Yo. And those South African babes as well.
Vanessa MD was not South African.
No,
actually.
She was Kenyan, I think.
She was Kenyan. But she was always she was also jumping on that South African
wave. The South African, the wave then was like you had to be on it.
Yeah.
That was during the time South African house music was popping.
It was popping before they reformed it and changed it to I'm a piano now.
Yeah, that changed to I'm a piano. So when people are like, I'm a piano, I'm like, bro, before I'm a piano,
house there was out. Popping.
Well, happy. All these songs you think that out.
Facts. Big facts, bro.
Shout out to big those facts. Guys, man. Shout out to them.
Let them rest in peace and, yes, you know, be with their families and all of that. I think this is where we come to the end of the show of our first episode, and hopefully we're able to record again as soon as possible. Murat, can you sign us out? Can you take us home? Like Jay-Z said, take us home, Cali.
Take us home, man.
Take us home.
Thank everybody for listening. I'm not gonna lie and say we're gonna try to be consistent. We'll try. Like, this is March and you're hearing us for the first time. So, yeah. If you catch us in April, you catch us in April. But
most definitely. You know what's so funny? And in April, we might probably just record together in the first place for the first time, you know?
You never know.
Never know. Peace, man. Take care.
Be safe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bye.